3 years ago, June 2006, they suddenly realized that their traffic seemed to have dropped down dramatically. The service was still running, everything was still working fine, but obviously people weren't coming to see them. With a little bit of tweaking around on their own network, they realized that what had happened is their traffic from Google seemed to have disappeared, which struck them as odd. They assumed it was some sort of dreadful glitch, and then got in touch with Google saying, "We seem to have dropped off your search engine rankings." A couple of weeks later, their own quality score on Google's platform, which allows them to put adverts next to the search terms, also suddenly got very bad, and they suddenly thought, okay, well, there's something going on here with AdWords as well. Perhaps we'll send them an email and see what happens and get back into Google search, because we are, you know, they said we are a good website. So we can just sort this out and we'll get back in. And that happened 3 years ago. And AdWords, the problem they had with the search engine platform, the search platform for advertising, was sorted out a year later. The problem with appearing in search results is still going on.
And what has it told us, this case, about the way Google works?
There's been a couple of very interesting connections between parts of the business that people know about and parts of the business that the industry, as in the online industry, understands, but most people don't really know about. The most obvious one is that search, which is what you and I would consider Google to be great at, has a connection with the advertising business. So say you're looking for an iPod or you're looking for a particular website and you put it into the Google search bar, you get all those hyperlinks in blue turn up. And at the top and down the side, you get a series of adverts. Occasionally you might click on them. Most of the time, to be honest, you probably don't. Those blue links that you get ranked on that main page are produced by the search engine bit of Google, which we know as being what it's renowned for. The bits at the top and the bits down the side are produced by this business called AdWords, which sells particular keywords that you would look for to potential advertisers. So say you're looking for a fridge, and I am an advertiser and I sell fridges. I buy the keyword fridge or refrigeration or, you know, help me keep things frozen or freeze or whatever. And when you search for that particular word, my advert turns up. What is odd about this long-running investigation into Google is that the adverts that turn up in the natural search, those blue links, but the adverts that turn up there and the advertisers behind them and the companies behind them has relevance for which adverts are best served on that bit down the side.
The way that Google's search engine works is constantly evolving, isn't it?
They run about 450 tweaks a year of their algorithm. So it's constantly evolving. Now, a lot of people in the internet world understand this and know this is what's happening. But for most consumers, they assume that what the internet they saw 2 years ago is being built on now, actually it changes every single day for the way that you see things on Google.
And because Google's so massive, a tiny tweak could have a huge effect, a devastating effect, I suppose, in some cases.
This is the ultimate worry about Google, especially in the UK, where we, because of the English language, and obviously we're so connected with America, and some of the other internet search engines never got that much traction here. They have 90% of the search engine traffic in the UK. If you are not on Google, you don't exist on the internet for someone who doesn't already know you. If you've got millions to spend on an advertising budget, you're fine.
And what happened to Foundam?
They're still trying to get onto the search engine rankings. There are ways that you can do this. You can launch an advertising campaign. You can use search engine optimization, all these sort of technical terms. But they are still plugging away, to be honest. They're back there as an advertiser. They managed to sort out to get onto the Google advertising platform called AdWords. But as far as search engine rankings, if you, and I highly recommend someone does try this, go onto Bing, Yahoo, Google, put in Apple iPod Touch prices compare, and you will appear reasonably highly on Yahoo, or second or third page on Bing. You'll be hard-pressed to find them on Google.